Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
If you got your Bibles, go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter number 7. 2 Chronicles chapter number 7. Some will already know where I'm headed to this evening. But I believe it's something that our country's in need of. Our country is going downhill very fast. It's going downhill at a rapid rate. The churches are changing. Churches are closing doors. Things are going. I'm not trying to be mean this evening or bring people down, but truth's the truth. If you open your eyes and look, there's less and less people going to church in these days. And I believe we can get something right here out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Go with me to verse number 12. It said, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd help this evening. I pray, Lord, you would touch us, use us. God, I need help from you, God. God, I know that if anybody in this building needs this tonight, God, I do. I pray that, God, you would help me, God, to apply this to my life. I pray that you'd help me to get closer to you, humble myself, seek your face. God, I pray that you'd touch each individual here, give something that's needed. In Jesus' name, amen. As we look right here, I won't read back through it, but as you look in 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, Solomon, the temple has been built, and Solomon's been praying, and he's wanting God in this, in that temple. He's wanting God to touch it. Without God, we're nothing. If we can show up to church, we can wear the right clothes, we can carry the Bible, but if we don't have God, we don't have nothing. Over in the New Testament, the Bible talks about the whited sepulchers, but inside it says dead men's bones. And that's exactly what church is, or an organization is, that is without God. If we don't have God, we don't have nothing. And Solomon's prayer, Solomon was a man that was praying that God would be in this temple. He was praying that God would touch this temple. He was praying that God would bless this temple. You see in verse 12 where we begin to read that God appears, the Lord appears there to Solomon. He begins to talk to him. He tells him that he's heard his prayer. Thank God that he hears and answers prayers. Then you see there that, see what the Lord says. He says, "And have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice." I'll get where I'm going. Just bear with me for a minute. If you look at it, he's praying about the temple. In the New Testament, the temple, we are the temple. We're to have the Holy Spirit within our lives. We're to walk and talk with God. We ought not just show up here. It ought to be our everyday life. When we show up to the house of God, we ought to have God with us. We've got to have God already. We should have done been talking to him before we got here, not wait to get here. But you see that God says it, that he said, chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Then we get, I promise I'll get there where I'm going. Out of all the preachers that's come out of here, I'm probably the smartest one. I had six or eight Englishes in high school instead of four. I really enjoyed English, and I had English three times. They never told me that it was supposed to be one time. I didn't know. I was learning. But anyways, verse 13, you see that God says, you see that God's chosen in verse 12. You see in verse number 13, he begins to talk about the pestilence. He begins to talk about, he begins to talk about the locust, no rain, the pestilence. And what he's doing is he's talking right there, and he's showing, you hear me, so many people say, why does bad things happen to good people? Bad things happen to good people because of sin. You go back to Adam and Eve in the Bible, they were good people. They were the first people. And it wasn't because God chose to hate them. It wasn't because God chose to be against them. It wasn't because God was mad at them. It was because they chose to sin. They allowed sin into their life. God didn't. They done it. So therefore, that is why all the things come about. So when you see and you look there about the clouds being shut up, the locusts coming, the pestilence or disease there, That is because sin has come in. Sin is in there. I think about the book of Joshua when they was fixing to go over and to take, I think it was Ai, and they was defeated there because Achan had sin in the camp. He had allowed sin in, and God had took his hand off, and God, they turned and they run, their hearts became as water, the Bible says. But you see here that. But then verse 14, that's where I want to look at tonight. I want to look at this verse. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. There's three words I want you to notice. I don't really have a title. If I said anything, it'd be open the door for 2024. There's three words that you'll notice right here. God, the Bible talks about He's standing at the door knocking. And if we'll open the door, that's in our ballpark. The reason God ain't in a lot of places is because God, people shut the door and they won't allow God in. There's three words I want you to notice as we look through this. I got a whole lot to preach in a few minutes. We got it, though. First off, you see if right there. He says, if my people, as I read that, something I thought about. When you see if, that tells me that the word for the healing of the land, the word for the forgiving of sin has done been taken care of. Everything has done been taken care of. It's up to you whether you choose to do what God has told you to do. So there's the if, but then there's the shall. There's the shall. God gives some stipulations. He gives them some things to do. That is the part where it gets hard. That is the effort that is involved. If we want to eat, if we want to weep, we got to get up and work. We got to work. We got to get out and go. That requires effort in walking with God. It requires effort. It will require work. It will require sweat. Another word there is then. Then. So you got the if it's done been taken care of. I'll get where I'm going. Y'all just bear with me. There's the if. Then there's shall. That's us putting forth some effort. But then there's then. What is that then? I ain't but 37 years old, January the 18th, 2007, right over here in the old church. I surrendered to preach, but I know for a fact that God is a promise keeper. He's not a promise breaker. If He says that He'll save you, He'll save you. If He says if you draw nigh, He'll draw nigh to you. He'll do it. He's a promise keeper. He is not a promise breaker. I may let you down and fail you on a lot of things, but God will never let you down. If He says He's going to do it, He's going to do it. Let's get into this real quick, and I'll try to get done and get out of the way here. First off, I want you to notice in verse 14 again, it says, if my people, right there is the nation that you see. Who is God talking to right here? I believe so many times us as Christians, we got our eyes on the drunkard to get right. If he'll quit drinking, then the world will be a better place. If the drug addict will get straightened up and get off drugs, boy, the world would be a better place. If the thief would quit stealing, the world would be a better place. I may be wrong, but the Bible don't say that nothing about the drunkard, nothing about the drug addict. It says, if my people, when you look at who the Bible's talking about right there, it is talking about God's people. You know, I'm just going to be real honest. I'm very honest with our church, probably a little too honest, a little more than I should be. But if we look at that, you know who it's talking to? Chris Danley. Chris, you hunt too much sometimes. You get too caught up on this. You get too, I have to look at myself. There's too many times that we want to look at Justin. We want to look at Robert. We want to see something else. But it's time that we'll look within ourselves. You notice the nation. It said, if my people, that is referring, he is talking to those who have been saved. He is talking to the believer. He is talking to those who are saved by the grace of God. He's not talking to the whole world. If we want to see the world straighten up, if we want to see this world get better, if we want to see God back in our schools, God back in our country, it is going to take the born-again believer to get right with God. You say, well, I'm right with God. I'm in church on a Sunday night. I ain't throwing rocks at nobody. I'll throw them at myself, but I will not throw them at y'all. The Bible talks about the dead men's bones having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. If you get over to the book of Revelation, during the tribulation, you find an organization of people that have denied the power of God, and they'll be in the tribulation. You know what happened? They had the form. They had the look, but they didn't have the power. You notice right here, there's the nation. He said, if my people, if my people, that is speaking to the saved people. If you're here and you're saved by the grace of God, I'll be honest, I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. I fail God. I let him down. I get aggravated. I mouth off to people. I'm a truck driver. Ride with me for a day. Listen. Yeah, go ride with me for a day. You'll find out what anger is. Y'all, everyone else, I can't believe they allowed him to preach. He's crazy. I am. Truth to truth. But we see the nation there. Not only do we see the nation, but go with me to the end of the verse right there. It says, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We've seen the nation are the ones that God's speaking to, but we see the need. The need. What is the need? The need there says, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, I know we're in church and it's a Sunday night and we ain't no sinners in here. We're all good. We all do good. How many people drive the speed limit coming to church tonight? Let's leave that alone. This ain't live. State troopers be waiting everywhere after church. I'm glad I ain't driving as she is. Anyways, the need. The need, when you look at the need right there, what is the need? What is the need that is there? We'll forgive their sins and will heal their land. There is a need for forgiveness, but there is a need for healing the land. And when I looked at that, it don't say that I know you're already right with God. I'll heal the land anyways. No, when we look at that, that allows us to know. That lets us know there's sin in the camp. There's sin in there. I'm the pastor of a church. Guess what? I still mess up. I get aggravated. I don't read my Bible like I ought to. I don't pray like I should. There's a lot of things that I don't. If anybody can be called out in here, I can be called out. I'm the lowest of the low. And I ought to be the example, but I'm not the example I ought to be. There is a need right there. What is the need? When you look at our country, Surrey County's known for the drugs and the garbage that goes on and all the mess that goes on. You look at it. What is the need of that? It's not the need of them getting saved. It is the need of them getting saved. But if the people of God will get right with God, get sin out of the way, then God can do some things. How many times have you heard somebody say, well, I'd go to church if it wasn't for a bunch of hypocrites? Well, maybe we should give them something to see. Is that right, Justin? There's a need there. But there's a necessity, and I'm done. I'll be done. Notice what it said. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. You know what that tells us right there? That humble is a pride, dealing with pride. Humble is dealing with pride. God don't say there that if you ever get pride, if you ever get prideful, I was telling the church this morning, me and my cousin was shooting our rifles the other day, and he was trying to hit this target, and he missed, and he hit one time, and he missed four times. I said, let me try it one time. I got down there with my gun. Boy, I popped that target first time, and then I hit it four more times. We won't talk about where it was at or how big, but it was. You know what I done after five shots of hitting that target? Dad's like, man, that's good. You're good. I was like, oh, it's the gun. It's all the gun. You know what I done, though? I got prideful, Brother Scotty. I got a little bit of pride within. And you notice there, he don't say if you've got pride or when. We're going to have some pride. The thing is, we'll have to admit that we have pride before we get help. The humbling there is a pride issue, and we'll have to take care of that. We'll have to humble ourselves down. That humbling is us going back to where we began from, where we started at. For us to get saved, we had to humble ourselves before a holy God and realize our position. We're nothing without him. There's the humbling, but what else was there? There was the praying. He said, and pray. You know what that tells me? He says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, we've got pride in there for one thing, and pray. That tells me that we walk away from prayer. I've said it already. I pastor a church. You know who's the world's worst to pray? Give me a Saturday morning and allow me to wake up and have things on my mind. I'll be at lunchtime. A little too honest sometimes, but it'll be lunchtime, and all of a sudden, wow, I ain't prayed yet. God, I'm sorry. I've got so caught up in my day. I've got so caught up in everything. God, I'm sorry. God, I should have thanked you as soon as I opened my eyes. If it wasn't for you, it shows us the need there. There's a need of humility. There's a need of humbling. But there is a need of prayer. Where the way we talk to God is pray. The way we get to God and we pour our heart out to God is by prayer. If we want God to heal our land, if we want God to touch our land, we're going to have to get back to praying. It's going to have to go, not just now I lay me down to sleep, ever how that goes, or the little prayers over our food. It's going to have to get back to some sacrifice, some time spent with God. Go find a rock. Go find some and just say, who cares? I'm praying to God has heard my prayer. The Bible says pray without ceasing, not pray when you feel like it. I'm about done. He said, humble. He said, pray. But notice what else he said. He said, seek my face. That seek my face is dealing with desiring God's presence. It is dealing with desiring God's presence. If he said to seek my face, again, what does that tell me? We're not seeking. I'll be honest. I told you I'm a preacher, but you know what I think about all the time? Peterbilts and guns. I like Peterbilts. Give me a flat top Pete, big hood. Son, big stacks. I'd like to take a load of cattle one time out across the West Coast, grossing about 100,000, doing about 110. I'll tell you what, I'd be smiling the whole way. Only thing that'd make it better would have me a Marlboro Red smoking. I'll tell you what. I'm just honest. I wouldn't be preaching no more, would I? I'd be in jail when I got caught if I ever slowed it down. But he said, see, I can desire everything in this world. I can desire this. I can desire that. I can desire to kill big deer. Josh would go with me, wouldn't you? I know you would. He'd be right there in the passenger side just to smile. Give it a little more. You got this. I know you would. And then at the end, Josh would hold me to the hospital. The desire of God's presence. We have got to put. We desire everything in this world. We can desire a ball game. We desire this. We desire that. I got to a point in coon hunting that I got to desiring a belt buckle so bad. I wanted that buckle more than anything in this world. And I got that on my mind. I was desiring it. And one day God said, you'll not get that buckle. And I did not get it. Drove all the way to Mississippi to coon hunt. Didn't even get to hunt my dog. Hunted one night and didn't hunt the rest of the nights. Because my desire had got wrong. If we want to see something from God, we're going to have to seek his face. We're going to have to desire. I'm about done. Give me just a second. There's the humbling. There's the praying. There's the seeking his face. But here's another one. Turn from their wicked ways. I'm going to have to hurry up and tie this up. We got some wickedness, whether we want to admit it or not. We've got some wickedness. I'll be the first to admit. There's some people, I won't say what I think, because it ain't real nice. And then y'all really think bad of me, but I'm honest. There's some people that can make a world of difference if they was in another world. Turn from their wicked ways. But for us to get something from God, for God to do something, we're going to have to realize we've got an issue. I'm going to tie this up. There's the turning right there. When you look at this, there was the nation he was talking to, it was God's people. There was the need, the forgiveness, the healing, the land. But there was the necessity. There's a need of humbling. There's a need of praying. There's a need of seeking God's face. And there's a need to turn back to God. When you look at every bit of this, you know what you find? One word. Obedience. If we'll just be obedient to God. You think about that. I'm going to shut my Bible so that I'm done. When you look at this, you think about this. This requires something. It requires honesty. Well, I am honest. Are you? Or is it, I'm good. I'm right where I need to be. I don't need this help. We're going to have to, one, be honest. What's that saying? The first, I don't know, something with getting help is admitting you got a problem. We'll have to admit we got a problem. We're going to have to go to seeking God's face. It will require some effort. You know what it got me to be able to shoot that gun the other day the way I shot it? It required some effort. It required some work. It required some labor. It required something that I really hate, and it's called reading. But I got to the point I can do what I can do. If we want to see God change our country, if we want to see God heal our land, I'm a preacher, but I believe the house of God needs to get right before the house. How can we clean up the world when we ain't even clean ourselves?